if you've ever seriously tried to set up a proper studio space, you know the pain.
No.
Maybe you're a streamer, maybe doing a video podcast, or you're just trying to look good for a presentation. You buy that folding green screen.
You fight the wrinkles.
You fight the wrinkles. You spend an hour with the lights, and you still end up with this faint, like, alien glow because the green is bouncing right back onto your face.
It's a 100-year-old struggle.
And that struggle is over.
Officially over.
Yeah.
Our
Yeah.
sources are all pointing to this huge shift. The entire visual effect industry has changed. Chroma key, the green screen, it's functionally obsolete.
As of 2026, it's gone.
Replaced entirely by generative AI.
Okay, so let's unpack this. We've gone through a ton of articles, some really deep technical papers, market analysis. Our mission for you today is pretty simple.
We want to figure out which specific AI tech actually killed the green screen.
Right, and then we need to explain what this huge economic and, frankly, psychological shift means for you, the creator, in this new economy.
And this isn't just about, making backgrounds render faster or getting cleaner edges.
No.
The real insight here, the thing that makes it all work, is that the AI models actually understand concepts. Things like human, physics, depth.
Things a simple color filter could never, ever get.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's start with the autopsy then. I mean, for a technology that started in the 1930s and just dominated, the green screen was a ruthless dictator.
It really would.
It forced creators into all these absurd workarounds. Just think back to those three big, unavoidable problems that pretty much ruined every single shot.
The source material calls them the three great nightmares. And they weren't just glitches in the software,
No, these were baked into the physics.
Exactly. How light actually works in the real world.
Nightmare number one, and for me, the absolute worst, the spill nightmare. We've all seen this, right?
That sickly green halo.
Yes, the green light bounces off the screen, it contaminates you, it ruins skin tones, and if you had, like, fine blonde hair or lace on your shirt, forget it.
Hours in post-production, agonizing hours trying to fix it, and it never looked quite right.
Never. And that leads right into the second one, the transparency nightmare.
The sworn enemies of chroma key.
Glasses, water bottles, anything glass. Why? Because the software sees the green through the glass.
And it doesn't know what to do. Is that the background to remove, or is the reflection I need to keep?
Right. Is it refraction? Is it reflection? The software just gets confused, and the glass always ends up looking fake or just distorted.
It's just too nuanced for a simple color mask.
And that brings us to the final failure, nightmare number three, the matching nightmare. So let's say you do everything right. You get a perfect key.
A miracle.
A miracle. But your virtual background has a bright sun coming from the right, and the lamp in your room is hitting your face from the left.
Your brain instantly knows. Subconsciously, maybe, but you know it's fake.
The physics just don't add up.
And this is exactly where the AI solution is so elegant. It doesn't try to fix these nightmares.
It just deletes them.
It deletes them by ignoring color entirely. The new segmentation models, they use machine vision. They understand human hair depth.
So it can separate every single strand of your hair from the background?
Even if that background is a cluttered room, a brick wall, the actual color is now completely irrelevant.
Okay, here's where it gets really, really interesting. The sources all point to a specific turning point. It wasn't just AI in general, it was late 2025.
The release of OpenAI Sora 2 and Google Veo.
Yes. Before that, most of these models were text to video. You'd type a prompt, you get a little video clip.
Fun, but not a production tool.
Not at all. But these new versions are video to video editors, and
Yeah.
that is a total game changer for anyone doing live production or post-production.
And they have one critical feature, the single feature that makes all three of those green screen nightmares just disappear.
Yeah.
And that's relighting.
This is the magic.
This is the core magic. This is the Hollywood special effect that is now, available to anyone with a subscription.
Let's break down that example from the source material because this just fundamentally changes everything.
Okay, let's use the dim room example.
Yeah.
Imagine you're sitting in a poorly lit room right now. Maybe it's just the cool blue light from your monitor hitting your face.
Okay.
You record your video, then you just prompt Sora to put me on a Hawaiian beach at sunset.
And you don't just get a new background.
No. The AI sees your face as a 3D object. So it calculates the new light source from that virtual sun.
And it applies those physics.
Yes. So your skin goes from that cool blue to a warm, soft orange. The shadows on your face soften and move to match the new sun's position. And here's the craziest part.
The reflection.
The reflection. The AI generates a tiny, simulated reflection of that virtual sun right in your eyes. It knows exactly where it should be.
That is just, it's groundbreaking. The AI isn't just tinting the video, it's simulating the physics of light based on a new world.
A process that used to require a whole team. A lighting director on set, and then a VFX team in post, tweaking every shadow.
Now it's just automated, in real time.
It's the difference between removing a color and creating a world that actually interacts with you. It solves the matching nightmare forever.
So, okay, let's get under the hood a bit. Let's talk technical architecture. Why don't these AI backgrounds look flat? You know, like an old picture just stuck behind your head.
Right.
And why does the perspective shift correctly when you move the camera?
Because the AI isn't rendering a flat image anymore. It's building basically a digital clay model of the environment. The first key tech here is called NRF, neural radiance fields.
Okay, so give me the simple version of NRF.
Think of it less like painting a picture and more like,
right,
like a CT scan. It uses millions of tiny colored x-rays to build the scene.
Do you give it a prompt like Modern Office?
And it doesn't spit out a JPEG. It builds a 3D volume, a virtual space where every single point has a color and a density.
So it's not a surface, it's a solid space you can actually move through.
Exactly. And that's what enables the parallax effect. Yeah. If you move your camera just a little bit, the virtual desk lamp that's close to you moves faster across the screen than the virtual skyscraper you see out the window.
And that's the depth cue. That's what tricks your brain into believing it's real.
It's everything.
Okay, that solves the depth problem. But rendering a full 3D volume, especially in 4K, that sounds like a recipe for a melted graphics card. How are streamers doing this live without their frame rate just tanking?
That efficiency problem was solved by a newer tech that really went mainstream in 2025, 3D Gaussian splatting.
Sounds aggressive, but it's about being efficient.
Purely efficiency. So traditional 3D graphics build worlds with polygons, right? Little triangles.
Right.
Gaussian splatting uses colored point clouds. They literally call them splats. Mm-hmm. Think of them as millions of tiny, fuzzy, colored bubbles in 3D space instead of sharp-edged polygons.
And a bubble is easier to draw than a polygon.
Way easier. Polygons have vertices and edges, and they need complex math for lighting. Splats are computationally cheap. Your graphics card can handle them much, much more easily.
So what does that mean for a creator?
It means you can be live streaming in the middle of a crazy dynamic scene, a battlefield with smoke, explosions, and your system can handle all that AI work without your game stream dropping a single frame.
So we've shifted the burden. You save all this money on a physical studio, but the entire workload now lives inside your PC case. What do you actually need to run a virtual studio in 2026?
Well, you basically need dedicated AI hardware now. The analysis points directly to NVIDIA's RTX 50 series cards, the 5080, the 5090.
And why those specific cards? Can't an older one handle it?
It's the 5th-gen Tensor cores. That's the NPU, the neural processing unit. It's a specialist chip inside the GPU that only does AI math.
Okay, so it takes the load off.
It takes a whole AI load off the main graphics renderer, so your game, your desktop, whatever, still runs smoothly.
That makes sense. Dedicated lanes for the AI. What about memory?
And that's the other big cost. These models are incredibly thirsty for VRAM. For a good 4K Gaussian splatting environment, you need 16 gigs, minimum. Ideally, 24.
Wow. And if you don't have a beastly PC like that.
You have options. There are cloud rendering services like NVIDIA Omniverse Cloud.
But then you're dealing with latency.
Exactly. You need a rock solid connection. We're talking 5G or fiber with under 20 millisecond latency, any slower than that. And you get that horrible desync where you move and the background lags behind.
Okay, let's bring this home. The budget. The calculus of creation. If a creator wanted a set that looked like, say, a basic late night talk show, what's the cost comparison?
Well, let's look at the old way. Back in 2020, it was just way too expensive for most people. The set construction, the desk, the backdrop, that's maybe $3,000.
At least.
Pro lighting is another $2,000. So you're at $5,000 before you even rent a space, which could be another $1,000 a month. Initial cost, around $5,700.
Ouch. Okay, now the 2026 AI method.
The initial total drops to about $5,520. And that's almost entirely the new GPU.
The RTX 50 series card.
Right. Then you add, a $50 a month subscription for Sora 2 Pro and maybe a $20 one-time fee for a plug-in.
That's a 90% reduction in the barrier to entry.
It's staggering. And it's the real democratization. Creators can now put that $4,000 they saved into a better mic, better research, a better script.
That's the game changer.
And it's leading to this fascinating psychological shift. Now that anyone can have a perfect hyper-real background, audiences have developed this new kind of skepticism. We're calling it the authenticity paradox.
So the audience is too good at spotting the trick now.
Subconsciously, yeah. If you see a tech reviewer in a perfect, pristine space laboratory, you know it's not real. And that perfection can actually hurt their authority.
It looks cool, but you're thinking, is this person trustworthy or are they just good with effects?
Exactly. Which is why we're seeing this countertrend just explode. The return to so-called raw or grunge content.
People are deliberately showing their messy bedrooms.
It's a creative choice. It's to prove intimacy, to prove authenticity. Using a hyper-real AI background is becoming a stylistic choice, like putting a film grain filter on something.
The audience is in on it. They enjoy the fantasy, but they know you aren't actually on Mars.
And that acceptance is what's opening up these new creative frontiers, entirely new genres that were just impossible with a green screen.
Like fantasy cooking.
Exactly. You have channels recreating recipes from, say, Lord of the Rings, while they're actually cooking inside a perfect virtual Hobbit kitchen.
And the real steam from the pot blends with the virtual light.
Perfectly. Or look at immersive news. An analyst isn't behind a desk anymore. They're walking around inside a 3D map of a conflict zone, moving borders with their hands. It makes it so much more tactile.
My favorite is the dynamic gaming one.
Oh, yeah. Where the streamer's actual room changes based on their in-game health. They get hit, the walls behind them start to crumble and pulse red.
The whole room is part of the game.
It's a completely integrated experience.
So, the death of the green screen. It's not the death of cinema or content at all. It's a rebirth. We've moved from an era limited by physics and budget to one that's only limited by imagination.
And if you connect that to the big picture, the sources all hammer home one crucial point. AI can build you the most beautiful set in the world. It can give you any location you can dream of.
What?
But it cannot fake personality.
Oh, yeah.
It can't fake charisma for you, your content, your story, your connection with the audience. Mm-hmm. That is still king. The AI just gave you the keys to a much, much shinier kingdom.
Which raises a really important question for you to think about. If the background barrier is gone, if the budget barrier is gone, and everyone can afford a perfect virtual studio, how much more pressure does that put on your unique story, your personality, and your charisma to be the one thing that truly sets you apart? That's something to mull over as you navigate this new creative world.